welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to me. It is I, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Monday, July 4th, 2016. And I know I've started off a number of these podcasts over the last couple of months with the phrase, where the hell have you been? Well, today I'm going to attempt to answer some of those questions and hopefully give you an idea as to what's been going on with me. Because of those of you that follow me on social media, which is Twitter at Birdman Dodd or Facebook at Birdman Dodd, through any number of my different channels, you guys should know I've been going through an absolute hell of a time. Since probably about the beginning of May, things hitting a real head from the beginning of June, moving forward. And, so I'm here just to kind of give you guys an update. One of the things I want to make abundantly clear, though, is things are getting better. The show is continuing. I still work with Ryan and Roebuck. We are still going to have shows. Same with Jamie and Cameron. So, rest assured, material and content is still coming. But as you guys know, back in the middle of May, around May 19th specifically, I want to say, I found out my mother, the woman who raised me, Marie Dodd, had unfortunately passed away. And what does that mean? Well, as you guys know, I've had an estranged relationship with my family for a number of years. And I hadn't spoken with her in at least 3 years, maybe even longer. The last words we exchanged for each other were, fortunately, I love you, I'll see you when I see you. But the complication with the drama in my family just became too much and I had to walk. It was going to give me a heart attack. It was literally going to kill me. That's how bad it got. And I'm not going to go into any more specifics than that. But let's just say it was complicated. It was bad. So unfortunately, my mother was discovered by a neighbor, and she had been there for several days, which is unfortunate. Although, one bright spot in all this, my mother and I had a dog named Darcy, this adorable little Bichon Frise, who was unfortunately in his elder years and not in particularly great health, but this dog is probably about the most loyal animal you will ever find. Stayed with my mom for the entire time. And that's the type of loyalty you only ever read about in inspirational movies or the stuff you see on Discovery Channel documentaries. So, fortunately, Darcy has been rehomed thanks to the wonderful folks at the Owen Sound Animal Shelter. Most notably, my friend Renee Robbins, who I met during my time at Rogers Television. So, I thank her for finding Darcy a good home, as it's not like we could have taken such a special needs dog, as Darcy does need specialized health care, and he is older, plus with Dr. Wiley having seizures, it wouldn't have been a good environment for either of them. So mom passed away, and that hit me a lot harder than I thought it would. I mean, I kind of assumed things were, I don't know how to describe it. I thought I'd get over it fairly quickly, and I guess I didn't. So that reunited me and my biological mom, Kim, on a number of things, because we had to deal with stuff from the estate and whatnot, plus complications from my adoptive father and his son. And suffice to say, there was some drama there. I'm not going to go into too much detail about that, but ongoing, stupid, and, well, it is what it is. Fortunately, things did turn out okay in the end. I was left a little bit of money, so me and Blair got ourselves a nice dinner, paid off some bills, and I got myself a new microphone, which kind of leads me into where I'm going now with things, kind of refocusing. What had happened after everything had been kind of dealt with financially, I had literally a mental breakdown. Blair had taken me to see a new psychologist, and I knew there was trouble going on upstairs for quite some time. I just kind of didn't want to admit it to myself. And as you guys know, I'm a big proponent of mental health. So, literally, went to go see a new doctor, see if I could get my meds changed. And unfortunately, being bipolar means your meds don't always work, and sometimes you may have to change them several times during the course of your lifetime, during the course of your treatment plan. Stuff becomes effective, less effective. It's just the way biology works and just the way drugs work. So, what had happened is, we were kind of wondering if there was a problem with my medication. I was on a hair trigger. My depression has never been this bad, as you guys have noticed from my posts on social media. So we decided, okay, look, something's got to change. So we go visit my doctor, my new doctor down in Brampton, which is fairly close to where I live. And he's like, okay, Michael, so here's the deal. You need a vacation. You need to get the hell out of where you are. So it's vacation or hospitalization. Pick one. And obviously I have no desire to eat Jell-O for three meals a day, wander around in hospital pants with no ass in them, and live in a place where I have no access to high-speed internet. So we chose vacation. Now, this is where I really got to send a huge shout-out to everybody from my communities. In fact, if I can, and I'm going to, just going to have to kind of bear with me here. I actually do want to send out a number of shout-outs. If I can here, so just give me a sec. I'm actually going to thank some people. I'm going to thank you by first name, just in case you want to remain, like, anonymous, so to speak. But the person who stood out to me was actually my friend Brandon. My friend Brandon from the Game Heroes is the one who really kind of gave me the idea for this. He's like, hey, Mike, why don't you start a GoFundMe? And tell them you're doing it for a mental health vacation. And I'm thinking, okay, cool. I completely did not expect this to succeed in any way, shape, and or form. Because I've seen people abuse the system before. They're like, oh, I want to go to, I don't know, Otaku-thon or some bullshit. And, you know, they expect people to pay for their vacation just because, you know, they want to go do something. And sometimes for web personalities like myself, I see that as okay once in a while. Like help me get to MAGFest, help me get to, PAX to do content, whatever, right? And that's okay, because, like, usually you'll get paid back in the form of videos or podcasts or other type of content that you typically support. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark. And if you don't donate, whatever. I expected to raise maybe, like, $50, maybe $100. Because I really had no faith in the system, but I was wrong. I was so wrong not to have faith in you, my friends, my family, my fans. And when I put out a couple of video updates, and I actually broke down and cried, during the first one, because as it turns out, me and Blair will be married 5 years this year. And when we got married, we didn't get a chance to take a honeymoon at all. We did receive a bunch of money, but because we were responsible, we're like, okay, well, we're going to do the thing and do whatever. Unfortunately, I was never consulted on whether I wanted to do a honeymoon or not, so I'm not laying blame anywhere there, but we did the right thing and we lived. Unfortunately, that may not have been the best decision for me mentally. And I know that sounds shallow, but follow me through here. So talking with my psychologist, discovered the environment that I'm in is actually very, very, very toxic for me because I'm so isolated from all my friends from Twig, from Terrible Warriors, from college, basically. I'm alone up here. I have a very different support system up here than what I had before. And I know that's just part of growing up and changing and whatever, but it's bad for me. So putting together this campaign to get away here, it really kind of forced me to look at my life in a little bit of a different perspective, realizing, you know what, I've got to do something or I'm going to die here. Literally, that's how desperate it became. So over the course of the last couple of weeks, when I put together the GoFundMe, I would post once a day about it, maybe once every 2 days. But I would post more if people would donate, and I'd thank them directly if I could. And my story got out there. And I can read you some statistics from this, which I think is really kind of cool, if I can bloody get into it. Sorry, I'm kind of recording this live, like, off the cuff here, so. So over the course of this, visits to the campaign, over 1,600 people saw it, and 226 people shared it on Facebook. We had a grand total of, I want to say there was like, oh yeah, there were 36 donations over the course of the campaign. And not everybody who shared donated, and that's perfectly fine, because I literally said when I started sharing this, I want nothing but your time for 5 minutes. I think I actually recorded 10, so for that I do apologize. But I put together my story, I did a video, I wrote as well, and I just kept going, just kind of seeing what would happen. And literally within the first couple of hours, I think we had like $300 or $400 by the end of the third day. And it was the middle of last week when we reached goal. Someone had put together a large donation for us. And this is where I'm actually going to start reading a couple of names. But yeah, the person who really put us over the goal is a guy named Miguel, and he donated $270. We were sitting at, I guess it would have been $730, at that point. We're like, oh my god, this is actually going to happen. And here's a little thing about the anxiety that I have, which is still fairly kind of new to me. I'm not used to dealing with the whole, you have an anxiety disorder. And I get sick when I get stressed out, when I get anxiety, I start throwing up. I have panic attacks. I start short of breath, whatever. The whole nine yards. It is remarkably not pretty in any way, shape, and or form. So anyway, yeah, I remember throwing up a lot when I saw this. I remember just went to town. Whatever was in my stomach was not there at the end of this conversation. So he donated $270. But I want to read off the donations. I'm not going to give amounts outside of that one, just because that one really struck me as a surprise. But people who donated, and I thank each and every single one of you, was Matt, Miguel, Fernando, Trevor, Damien, Jared, Jamie, Steven, Travis, Kristen, which actually that woman was a random person who just found my story and was just moved by it. And I contacted her a little bit. We went back and forth via email for a couple of days there. So she's very cool, and I definitely thank her for that. We also got Sam. We got Charles, Adam, Gilbert, Sam, Kevin, Mary, Briar, Peter. We got Jenny, Alex, Amy, Chris, Ken, Leslie, Nancy, Dan, Val, Brad. Also got another Steven there, Joanna, Cherise, Robert, Dan. And my very first donation to my good friend Clark. This is a guy I've been friends with 2008, the Iron Man of Gaming for Screw Attack. First time I ever met him. Really want to hang out with him again, just to see how much he's kind of grown up over the last almost 10 years. And you know, he's always been a steadfast fan, steadfast friend. And, yeah, so anyway, swerving back down to where I was before. Okay. So the doctor told me I need to find something to occupy my time, to be a little bit more fulfilled. Take a vacation, evaluate what you want out of this. So I kind of decided, okay, for the summer, for Twig, I'm taking a reduced workload. I'm still going to do Nerd News, which will return the week after I come back from vacation. So I leave on Monday, July 11th. I'll be back on the Friday. I'll do something probably that weekend, maybe, probably not, truthfully. But I'll probably be the weekend after, so Comic-Con weekend, I think. I'm still going to do Mayhem Mics with Mike and Ryan. I'm still going to do stuff with Cameron and Jamie. And I'm going to try and do things that will make me happy. I was talking with Chris, host of Beyond the Gauntlet. That may restart again because he misses doing it. So I'm totally game for that, just to talk comic books. But I may take a go at doing streaming. I finally got the new Twig computer that I've been trying to get for the better part of 2 years. Big thanks to my friend Kevin and his brother Sean, who helped me put this sucker together. This thing is a beast, and I've streamed a couple of, I've streamed Ghostbusters on it, I've streamed, some other games as well, over Steam, and stuff like that. Like, this is the first time I've played a computer game, literally, in 4 years, and just because I never had a PC powerful enough, and I never had a place where I could sit and do it comfortably. And big thanks to my buddy Vito, who does this wicked car detailing service now, which I wish he had it in front of me, because then I could promote the crap out of him for him. But sorry, dude, you didn't leave me a card. And he rearranged my studio, so now literally I have my command center. I literally feel like... It's kind of like that scene at the end of the Street Fighter, the movie, where he's like, this is my throne, where I control the world. Yes! And that's where I am right now. That's where I'm recording this right now. I'm actually recording this on my PC. Normally, you guys know, I've told you people of this a number of times, I record on a Mac. I've never had the opportunity to record on a PC, not since college. So this is kind of exciting, actually. But yeah, so the plan is, I'm gonna take my time, kind of, as I said in my GoFundMe campaign, kind of refine my smile, kind of get to know me again, like be genuinely happy with what I'm doing, be genuinely excited to come out and do the content. And it's not that I'm not now, because I generally love coming out doing nerd news, I love entertaining people, and I've gotten a lot of support from people on Facebook, on Twitter. I actually got some fan mail. I actually had people mail me actual get well cards. One of them came from my friend Shana and her husband Charles, and I think the tagline was peace, love, and Pokemon or something. Blair, is that right?
Yeah,
so that was very, very, very thoughtful. My friend Amanda, who's an absolute saint, she's a person I've known for a number of years. I've known her since grade school. She was actually like my first serious girl crush. And we just reconnected in the last couple of years. Was tremendously supportive, just talking with me over Facebook and everything. And surprisingly, my real mom has actually been a real help trying to get myself together during all this. Because I've never had a mental break this bad before. So I wanted to record this just so you guys know that I'm okay. I'm really looking forward to going on vacation. And I really want to send another shout out to my friend Jennifer. She has been helping me plan my vacation. I'm actually going to see her to thank her for the picture she drew of my mom and my dad and Dr. Wiley. And she's gotten me a bunch of really cool Ghostbuster stuff. And that's... My vacation's going to start with the supernatural. And I'm really excited for that. After we do that, we're going to go to a little place called Chatham, which is in the middle of nowhere, Ontario. And I'm literally just going to spend a week in a pool. And I'm literally just going to sit there and be. Just kind of reevaluate, read, actually try and catch up on sleep, real legitimate sleep. I'm not going to bring an Xbox with me, and my God, that's going to be hell. But I'm looking forward to kind of getting my life back, because I haven't felt like me for a long time, and I kind of think this is what I need. So anyway, guys, that is my story. That is the update of the ages, if you will. So regular content from me will begin week after next. Prototype will still be with me, Cameron, and Jamie coming up fairly soon. I'm still doing stuff with Steve Megatron, so be looking forward to that. Also, I should have a big announcement for the website later on this summer. There's a merger coming. Think of it as kind of like the Raw and SmackDown split. Hopefully, though, not as stupid. So anyway, guys, until next time, I have been Mike the Birdman Dunn, and without you, I would not be able to get back to where I need to be. So until next time, folks, live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again real soon right here on thisweekingeek.net.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
On the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.